Celine Dion, I Feel Stronger Than Ever. The superstar singer and mom of three reveals how she's grown following the devastating loss of husband and manager Rene Angelil. There's an old adage, never ask a lady her age, but that doesn't apply to Celine Dion, who is ready to celebrate every minute of her 51 years on earth. I've never felt as beautiful, as strong, and I really think that the best is yet to come, she says, a few weeks ahead of her March 30th birthday. I can't wait. She has much to anticipate as the superstar giddily reveals for the first time that she's been named the newest face of L'Oreal Paris Cosmetics. I'm in shock, actually, she says, sitting down for her People interview in Las Vegas. At this stage in her life, she says, I never ever expected something like this. She also never expected to be wrapping up 18 years of her iconic Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace, or to have become a style icon at 50. The latter happened over the past 2 years as fashion photographers have clamored to capture her new avant-garde style every time she stepped out. With 5 decades behind her and having worked to overcome incredible loss in the past 2 years, Dion's a whole new woman. All the little things in life and the big things, they have to make you stronger, she says. Otherwise, you don't understand the meaning of life itself. Life, for the famed French-Canadian singer, known the world over for her hits and high notes thanks to ballads like My Heart Will Go On and The Power of Love, changed drastically in 2016 when she lost her husband of 21 years, Rene Angelil, 73, after his protracted battle with throat cancer. Angelil, her longtime manager, discovered Dion when she was just 12 and helped launch her and her soaring voice to superstardom. Later, he became the love of her life, and the two married in their home province of Quebec in 1994. They welcomed son Rene Charles in 2001 and twin boys Nelson and Eddie in 2010. The memory of losing Angelil is still crystal clear. To see your husband suffer and dying slowly, the passing of my husband has been difficult, Dion says. You try to help the person you love the most. You watch TV shows with them and bring the children to say goodnight to Papa, tell them to be careful with him. That's all good. But then you feel that boat, and it's sinking a little bit. Trying to keep things afloat, Dion took a year off from her nightly show to be by his side. Her return to the stage in 2016 was not her idea. He wanted me to go back, she says of Angelil. That was the hardest for me, because I never knew if I was going to come home, and it's going to be over. The night before Angelil died, he called his wife on the phone backstage, and with what little voice he had left, wished her a good show and sent his love. The next morning, says Dion, he was gone to his next life.